Here's a topic that we've touched on a few times in the past. I want to speak to Wilma Gray. We've had a couple of calls on this very recently. It's an issue that as many as 77,000 women in Northern Ireland may not have been properly informed. They'll have to wait an extra 6 years to claim their pension. Campaign group Women Against State Pension Inequality, or WASPI, they've been holding protests in Belfast and up in Derry as well against the way the changes have been implemented. Wilma Gray is their spokesperson. Wilma, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Wilma, let's keep in mind that there will be some people who have no interest in this topic, right?
Yes.
Because I'm not that age and I'm not interested in pensions.
Uh-huh.
So to keep it in ordinary layman and laywoman's terminology, just remind us exactly of what the issue is here.
Well, the issue is that 1950s born women have been severely disproportionately disadvantaged by the 1995 and 2011 Pensions Act. A woman born in April 1953 received her state pension in July 16, whereas a woman born exactly 1 year later doesn't get her pension until November 2019, which is 3 years and 4 months later. So it's really the implementation of the Acts and the fact that we weren't informed. Freedom of Information has proven that Department for Work and Pensions didn't write to us until 17 years after the 95 Act, and then it was a double whammy because the pension age had increased by another 18 months in 2011.
So you've been disadvantaged by the 95 Pensions Act and by the 2011 Pensions Act?
Yes.
And so you've some people would say this is an example of equality, whereby it's much more in keeping with when men get their state pension.
Yes, well, you know, Women Against State Pension Inequality has no quarrel with the state pension age being equalised for men and women, but it's the way that it was, the steep timetable and the way it was brought in, which I believe has actually caused inequality amongst women.
So remind us again of the cut-off point. Where are the ages? Who are the women who are absolutely disadvantaged here?
Well, I think it's fair to say women born in 53 and 54.
So if you're born in 53, 54,
yes,
you've really had so little time to readjust, and you've budgeted for getting your state pension at a much earlier age.
Well, yes, that's right. There was so little notice that there was no time to plan. And, women thought that they were going to be able to retire at 60, and then suddenly they were informed it could be as late as 66.
So Women Against State Pension Inequality, what can you guys actually do? This is enshrined in law now.
It is, yes. But, WASPI is gaining momentum all the time. We're pressurising, MPs. There have been 8 debates so far in Parliament, and every time when it comes to a vote, the Conservatives impose a 3-line whip so that their MPs can't vote in favour of doing something.
Yes, but their argument would be that it is in law and we've got to move on.
Yeah, well, I think parliamentarians would say that laws have been changed before.
And do you really believe that you can change this? Are you getting much support from women across the rest of the United Kingdom?
Oh, indeed, yes. And much support from MPs who, have, as I say, brought forward 8 debates in Parliament. I think it's probably the most debated issue in the last couple of years.
And if you did manage to get legislation changed, and that might take a little while, would you be looking for back payments with regards to what you miss out on?
Well, what we're looking for is a transitional amount to allow people to get through from 60 to 66, because, women are going to job centres. Some have been made redundant at maybe 58. And then they're going to job centres and having to go through all the criteria to get job seekers allowance. And that's only for 6 months. So women are literally living on their savings, the savings that they had, put by to make retirement a little more comfortable.
It's the state pension, obviously, that we're talking about in relation to this. And some people are totally dependent on their state pension.
Yes. I mean, I've got stories of women selling their houses to have, to to just have money to live on for the next 6 years.
And how much would it be over the period of the rest of their lives that they would have missed out on?
£48,000.
And when it's a figure like that, it sounds like a real deal, doesn't it?
Well, it's an awful lot of money to lose of expected retirement income.
When you phrase it like that, it does sound like a major issue. And you're so unlucky with the timing. There had to be a cut-off point at some date for the implementation of what seems like an unfair imposition on women. And those who are very close to that date, those dates that you were talking about in 1953, 54, they are the prime people to suffer.
Yes, and they are the ones that were only informed by the DWP 2 years before their 60th birthday.
And did you not see it coming down the line? Were you not aware of it since 1995?
Well, I didn't know. I mean, the DWP did not inform us. They say now that it was published in the Financial Times, but I'm afraid in 1995 I was 40. I was rearing children and I was looking after elderly relatives. And I wasn't reading the pages of the Financial Times.
But it is one of these topics that, like we're discussing it today, it's been chatted about on radio programmes, it's been discussed on public platforms
past. And you said at the beginning that you weren't really interested in pensions. I think ladies who were 40 years of age weren't thinking, oh, you know, in 20 years, or, you know, I'm not going to get my pension.
You see, this is a very strong point, and this is a great argument that you have. With something like that, maybe they should have been sending out fact sheets to every individual person saying, listen, you better be aware of this. This is going to impact on you. You need to take steps now. And you're saying they didn't do any of that?
No, none of that was done. And also, Frank, I must say that in 1995, there was no impact assessment done. And this now issue is it's ruining people's retirement. I mean, their retirement plans have been shattered. Many are suffering from ill health. Many are trying to look after grandchildren. So, it's just a big issue for people.
And what percentage of the income for most women is the state pension? Because a lot of other women will have savings. A lot of women will have private pensions. How important is the state pension to them?
I think the state pension is very important to a lot of women, because women weren't actually allowed to join company pension schemes until the 90s. So many women won't have an occupational pension.
The women weren't able to join company pension schemes to the 1990s?
Yes.
Weren't allowed to at all?
Women who work part-time weren't allowed to join occupational pension schemes.
Yes, they had additional hurdles that they would have jumped, but there wouldn't have been a ban on a full-time working woman from being in an occupational pension.
Well, full-time, yes. It depended on the job you were in.
Yes, and it would be impacted upon with the amount of time that women may have been taking off for particular reasons, including maternity, for example, until legislation would have changed on that. There have been many hiccups and hurdles along the way, and for women who were born in 53, 54, they are really feeling the brunt of this particular double set of legislation, which was the 1995 Pensions Act and the 2011 Pensions Act as well. You're not giving up hope, Wilma. You do believe that they will listen to you when they get back to Westminster?
I'm not giving up hope, no. This is a fantastic campaign, and as I say, it's gathering momentum all the time, and we have a lot of support.
It'll be interesting to see if you make progress on it. I really appreciate you coming on. Thanks for speaking to us. Thank you.
Thank you, Frank.
That's Wilma Gray, Women Against State Pension Inequality. If you are that age, you must feel so unlucky, especially if the person in the house beside you is just the right age and they're getting the pension maybe three to four years earlier than you. Okay, it's gone 9:45. Did you feel you weren't informed? If you have an opinion, you can let us know. The